Scott Jagow used to predict the markets on NPR's Marketplace, but after falling in love with horse racing in California, about 8 years ago he quit his job, studied equine business at the University of Louisville, and is now the editor-in-chief at the Pollock Report, where his beat is all horse racing all the time.
There's nothing like it. Every time I see a horse race on TV, just like out of the corner of my eye, it catches my attention. I love watching thoroughbreds run. I love the whole in the industry, the people. I want to make sure I say this: the people in this business. While there are some bad apples, and we have some issues, trust me, the racing industry definitely has issues. So many good people, and they care about the horses, and they work their butts off, and they get up at 5 a.m, you know, every day, 7 days a week to do this. You know, it. There's no better industry to cover as a reporter, honestly. I just love it.
His work takes him to tracks all over the world. But at this time of the year, you can find him on the backstretch at Churchill Downs, studying the Derby contenders.
During Derby week, I usually come the week before, so I'm here for a full week and try to catch the workouts. You know, most of the workouts are done the week before, so it's just really watching them gallop. That's the whole thing. Trying to get an eye on them, see how they look. But I'm not a natural horse person, so that's not really my strength. I'm more a handicapper watching the races and looking at the data.
Years of analyzing statistics have shown Jagow that crunching the numbers works.
If you do your homework, I will say this. If you do your homework, I found it very, very strong possibility of picking the horses who will finish in the top 4 or 5 if you do your homework. I over the past few years, with the exception of maybe one long shot here and there, you know, I've definitely found it's pretty predictable, even though you think it's not, in a 20 horse field.
The trick is to combine your head and your heart and then not be too distracted by what you're seeing each morning.
There often is a horse who looks really good and everybody's jumping on him, and then he doesn't run a lick and finishes 10th. That happens quite often. In the industry, we call it a wise guy horse, where you know, all the guys who are smart, in quotations, think they've spotted the winner based just on how they look in the morning, and then it turns out, you know, you got to go back and look at the previous races. You've got to understand the distance. That's the main thing. What horse can get the distance? And so people jump on this particular horse because he looks shiny, and that is not enough. Absolutely.
The horses who do have form, past performance, and the wow factor, according to Jagow, are...
Well, Justify, obviously the favorite in this race, looks like a chiseled Greek god, okay? So I think if he runs to his looks, he is going to win the race, and he's probably going to get a great trip. Sitting kind of off the pace just a little bit, just a hair. And, you know, that's the way Always Dreaming won. That's the way Big Brown won a decade ago. That's the way a lot of horses win the Derby is. And he's fast. But he's only run 3 times. And Mendelssohn is a horse who, while he's got some things against him by shipping overseas and all that, he has won on 3 continents already. He won in Dubai. He's won in Europe. He's won in the United States. So to me, and he's as fast as Justify. To me, that's the horse. Mendelssohn is the horse to win the Kentucky Derby this year. And if I had to pick a long shot, I would say Vino Rosso, who can run all day. If he doesn't win the Derby, watch out for him in the Belmont.
But wait, there's more.
And the other one, I do have another one. Good Magic looks phenomenal. Good Magic won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. And then this year, he didn't show up in his first race. He won his second race, but not that impressively. But if you know anything about his trainer, Chad Brown, he is a master at getting horses ready for the right race. So he's stepladdering it. First race, okay, not cranked up. Second race, not quite cranked up. Now he's cranked up. Good Magic at 12-1 is a steal.
Many thanks to Jagow for his time and expertise. Post time for the Kentucky Derby is 6:50 p.m. Saturday. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.